In the book of Joshua, called in Hebrew Yahashua, chapter number 24, verse number 15, Joshua says this: "If it is disagreeable in your sight to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves today whom you will serve. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." You know, I'm talking to many of you right now, your back needs to be stiffened. Jesus said in the book of Revelation that he was going to spit the lukewarm out of his mouth. Joshua was saying to those that were his hearers, you can't stand in the middle. Either choose the Lord and follow him, or choose the world and follow the world. If you're going to choose the Lord, and if I'm going to choose the Lord, beloved, we need to take our stand and walk in that. That means we need to be willing to be rejected for the cause of Christ. That means we need to be willing to do what Yeshua, what Jesus has called us to do, and to be his light in the earth. Jesus said, you're the salt of the world, but if the salt has lost its saltiness, what good is it? So I say to you today, let's choose who we're going to serve. If you want to be accepted by the world, then go ahead, just choose the world. Just adopt the posture of the world. Just go ahead and be like them. But if you're going to choose the Lord, then by golly, get with it. Let's put him first in our life. Let's live like we belong to him. Let's cleanse ourselves of the things that defile us so we'll be useful to the master, prepared for every good work. There is no room for compromise. There's a price to pay for following Jesus. Yeshua said, straight and narrow is the way that leads to life, and few there be that find it. Straight and narrow is the way that leads to life, he said, and few there be that find it. But broad and wide is the way that leads to destruction, and many there be that take it. Will you pay the price and choose the Lord? We need to put him first with our time, with our talent, with our treasure. We need to form relationships based, first of all, on the fact that they're godly relationships. The scripture says, what fellowship hath light with darkness? Be not unequally yoked to unbelievers. Beloved, I'm saying to you today, by golly, if you're going to choose the Lord, do it. Go all head in. Don't just play games. Jesus spits the lukewarm out of his mouth, but he wants you in his camp. Will you choose him today? Will you truly choose to follow him from this day on? If that's you, I want to invite you to go to the link at the bottom of this YouTube. We want to help you find Jesus.